And welcome back to the H&R Block Radio broadcast booth. We are joined by Newton Girls basketball coach Jake Bennett. Sorry about that, coach. And a nice win here for you tonight. You finally get your first little Hawkeye Conference win. A slow start offensively, but things really picked up in the second quarter for you.
Yeah, no, this was such a fun game to be a part of. Really proud of our girls' effort. I think we kind of talked in the locker room. Our game plan, just like the scout that we had and our girls going out and executing it, it was a little bit of a different defensive rotation as far as man-to-man goes. So for our girls to not really practice it a whole bunch, come out, execute really well, and kind of get the looks defensively that we wanted was really good for us and good for us to kind of see the girls react to and do well. I thought our defensive effort was just amazing today. Again, I kind of talked a lot about defense being our identity on our team, and it was very evident today. Like, defense was the key factor of why we were able to do what we wanted to do. I also thought just boxing out, especially towards the end of the game when, like, we needed rebounds and we couldn't afford to give them extra opportunities. Brooke Jarvis, Emerson Ray, Addie, Tori, like, they all did a fantastic job just kind of getting bigger girls, taller girls, out of the way and being able to go get really key rebounds and getting extra possessions for us.
You really outscored them there in that second quarter. What was going real well for you then?
You know, I think, too, like, just being able to play team basketball. We kind of talked at Hoover a little bit about just having better ball movement and not taking forced shots, finding open shots. I thought we did a fantastic job of being able to move the ball well and finding the open shots along the way. Being able to have our guards get into the paint and find the post and have things kind of draw in there and kick out to open shooters. Being aggressive with our baseline drives and finding people in the corner. We had a big three from Peyton off of Sophia Cody's drive once. And just kind of finding ways to keep in front, keep getting the key points that we needed. We're really fantastic in that way.
Yeah, you kept that going after half in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter came and both teams really struggled offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, we kind of know, like, sometimes when things aren't going to fall, you have to rely again on defense and being able to kind of make things happen when they need to. And I thought our defense again kind of led the way in that regard.
And Peyton Karkoff, down the stretch, I think she scored your last 8 points, had that big two-pointer there with about 2 minutes left that I think the lead was maybe three at the time, and you got it up to five with that one.
Yeah, she did a fantastic job getting to the line under pressure. We kind of focus on that a little bit throughout the day and at practice and stuff. And so being able to go in there and take really, really big free throws for our team, knock them down. I know Tori White had a few as well. She got to the line a few times and knocked down her free throws too. And those are really big because those are free points that we want to take advantage of. And at the end of the day, at the end of the game, we won by 10 points. And it really came down to making our free throws, especially towards the end of the game.
Plus, you had to deal with a little foul trouble. Addison Sibula had to sit for a while.
Yeah, we talked in the locker room too. We had girls getting foul trouble kind of early. And, you know, right away we had Tori and Addie get three fouls kind of early in the third quarter. And we had Emerson, who hasn't really played a whole lot of post this year, kind of step in, and she took on a post role a little bit. And just having girls, again, kind of play outside of where they're supposed to, step into roles that aren't necessarily for them, but to do it for the benefit of the team, it says a lot about kind of the culture and the mindset of our team. Is like, we don't really care about the individual right now. Like, we're doing everything we can to help the team succeed. And I think that's kind of what showed here today, and what we're really proud of as coaches, just like being able to see that on the floor with our girls.
Definitely. Are you a little kind of looking forward? Have you ever thought about, these are sophomores, what are they going to be like when they're seniors?
Absolutely. And that's an exciting thought, for sure. What's really cool is that we have a senior and two juniors as well that are leading the way and paving. So I kind of talked about this too, where I think in pressure situations, when things kind of get sped up, it happened to us a little bit against Pella, and it happened to us a little bit against Marshalltown, where we have younger girls kind of at the core, and yeah, we have our two juniors and senior that have kind of been through this a little bit, but the sophomores are kind of learning as they go too, and they're all learning how to play together and mesh well in pressure situations. I thought they did a really good job today in a moment where things started to get sped up and the other team was pressing. They were applying a lot of ball pressure. We didn't force a lot. We kind of saw their minds shift, like, hey, we can do this together, and we can draw back a little bit and stay poised. And it's a really good thing to see now, really early in January, because we have a lot of basketball this month, and we want to be playing our best at the end of the year. And you can see the improvement as far as just playing together, being poised, and being confident with each other. on the floor.
And when that, and do that on the road here in a, you know, a small gym with the crowd. The crowd was getting into it too there.
Absolutely.
Towards the end.
So yeah, no, it was a fun atmosphere and a really fun place to play and get a win for sure.
Yeah, well, you're going to be on the road again a couple more times. You got Oskaloosa coming up on Friday before we finally, I think the 19th or something, in Knoxville, I think, is finally the next home game. So
yeah, I think we have three more road games where we can be back on the home court, which, so, you know, we're looking forward to being able to play.
Well, enjoy the win. It was a good game for you guys, and look forward to talking to you Friday night after another win, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Jake Bennett, Newton girls basketball coach, joining us here on the halftime of the boys game.